You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today, we are with Karen Thomas, the president of Advanced Telehealth Solutions, a URAC-accredited health call center providing customized telemonitoring and health call center solutions. Karen, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you very much, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
And certainly it is our pleasure to have you as well. Karen, so briefly to kick things off, what is remote patient monitoring and telehealth?
Well, there are many different explanations of remote patient monitoring, but I think the simplest thing to say is that it's actually the use of technology which enables biometrics or vital signs along with symptomatic data to be gathered through mobile technology. That information is then sent back to a monitoring station, in this case, our particular location, where specially trained nurses triage that data and respond appropriately. That response may be a clinical intervention where the biometrics are out of range, and it may be a phone call or a video visit, and then it also will include disease-specific education.
Karen, if you would, could you give us some examples of who you mean as payers and entities other than payers that can't benefit from remote patient monitoring or telehealth?
Of course. Payers would include, for example, managed care insurance companies, regular insurance companies, Medicare, Medicaid, anyone who's paying of an insurance-type nature. But some of the other entities that are interested in remote patient monitoring or telehealth, it's very interesting, but it's really that company that's financially responsible for the cost of care. So it would be a self-insured business, for example, where they're actually responsible for all the claims for all of their employees. This particular tool would give them an opportunity to work towards reducing the cost of that care. And another very interesting entity that can benefit from remote patient monitoring and is interested is the transportation industry, because that particular industry, for example, drivers, they need to be able to pass the Department of Transportation physicals. And in some cases, some of those individuals have chronic issues that may make it more difficult to pass their exams.
Is this service used only for people with chronic illnesses? That would be a curiosity of mine on this.
Well, not necessarily. Now, I have to say that those with chronic illnesses, that is the most common group of people that utilize this tool or this service. However, people with acute illnesses can also utilize this or benefit from it. So, for example, someone who's been recently discharged from a hospital stay, their monitoring would be of a shorter term, but there's great benefit to helping them maintain their health and not be rehospitalized. And then also, there are cases where we're able to monitor before and after a surgery, so that patient or that person is more prepared for their surgery and do better after their surgery.
Now, remote patient monitoring or telehealth has been described in different ways. Is there one consistent model that fits every situation?
Not really. I think there are many different opportunities for remote patient monitoring. And the real key to having a successful program is to pick the right type of equipment or device and match that with the level of care that they need. In some cases, telephone visits, which are follow-up calls, people call that telehealth, and it's probably not falling within my definition. However, there is a benefit to it, but not quite the same. Then there are different levels. It may be a working population. So for that self-insured company, the touch or the reaching that patient or employee would be fewer times during the week, for example, but it would engage that employee to learn how to take care of their own disease process or take more accountability within their care.
Some companies, insurance and self-insured companies, have utilized telephone calls to contact people who might be at risk for high health care utilization. Is that the same? And if not, get into that, if you would.
Well, no, it's not quite the same. There still is benefit to it, but it does differ. In that particular case, insurance companies or other types of companies are calling the patient to follow up with them. They may be asking them very specific questions about, do they understand their discharge instructions if they were in the hospital, for example, or do they have all their medications or do they understand them? So there is merit to those phone calls. However, those particular phone calls, they're not able to pull in that daily monitoring of vital signs and symptoms. So the calls are more on a scheduled basis unless the person calls in. With telemonitoring, when you have a device in the home that's gathering that information, that enables you to see when you need to call, and the schedule of the calls is dictated by need rather than a true schedule per se.
Today we are joined by Karen Thomas, the president of Advanced Telehealth Solutions here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Karen, who pays for remote patient monitoring?
Well, the payers, that is different depending on the situation. In some cases, the insurance company will pay for the telemonitoring because they're technically, along with the patient, going to benefit, they will benefit financially by paying for it, because the goal of telemonitoring is to reduce ER visits, to reduce rehospitalization, and engage that patient or enrollee in taking care of their own health and having them become more accountable. It's kind of like that three-legged stool. That person has to take some accountability. And the education provided enables that person to do that. So insurance companies will pay. In some states, Medicaid is starting to pay because they have such a large chronic population. And in some situations, self-insured companies are paying for the services. It's a step above what is normally considered a wellness program, but it gives them an opportunity to have a closer touch with those employees and keep them at work and reduce their absenteeism along with their health care costs.
And do you feel that the adoption of telehealth will increase in the future? And if so, why do you think this will prompt the change or adoption?
Well, I definitely feel like telehealth, the adoption, will increase in the future. And that's for a number of reasons. I think you'll see payers begin to adopt more of it because they are working to really diligently work to improve the outcomes for their enrollees. And what you're seeing is, in some cases, hospitals and insurance companies going at risk. So that means there's more of a coordination with the hospitals and the physicians, with the payers. And this is that tool that's going to help improve that care coordination and improve the oversight of that patient in a very cost-effective way. I think you will also see companies who are competing, particularly internationally, really looking for ways to reduce the cost of their healthcare for their employees. And they're looking for solutions that add on to wellness programs.
Also, how can remote patient monitoring or telehealth impact a payer's or business financials?
Well, here again, that goes back to some of the things that I've mentioned, because that oversight of that patient and the education of that patient will assist in numerous things, and that's going to help that person understand how to manage their disease. It's going to educate them as to the importance of taking their medication timely, which in turn will improve their health. And all of these things together, the education, medication compliance, understanding or accountability, will reduce hospitalizations and ER visits. And people will be able to go to their physician and give them good information about what's going on and take care of themselves more proactively than waiting till they're in a crisis or an acute mode.
How does an effective remote patient monitoring service benefit the person or employee enrolled in a telehealth program?
Well, what a good program will do, it will actually work with that person to determine how to set personal goals. We find that to be much more effective rather than just talking to them about a number. But what that enrollee will soon begin to discover is that, one, they understand, but they're starting to reach their goals of feeling better. So they're feeling better. They're seeing what a difference they can make. They're having fewer absences at work, fewer doctor visits. And in turn, they're going to benefit because, you know, as insurance has changed over time and often they're out of pocket or their deductibles have risen, people will begin to see that joining with or working with us, that accountability and improvement in their health is also going to save them money in addition to helping them feel better and improve their health.
Also, how impactful are the startup costs, and is there a way to avoid those startup costs?
Well, the startup costs for a telehealth program can be rather significant. The key issue is picking the right equipment and, in some cases, actually having the capital expenditure to buy the equipment or to agree to a lease. That would be for the software and the equipment. And then after that, the real key, I always like to remind people, some remote patient monitoring equipment is more efficient than others, maybe easier to use. But when you think about that, that's the tool that gathers the data that enables call centers, you know, health call centers like ours or those people on the back to actually take action with that data. So in addition to the equipment, you have the hiring of staffing. You have to make sure that you have the clinicians who are trained. I suggest chronic care management certification along with motivational coaching. So you have staffing, recruiting, training, and then what happens is as you start it up, your cost per unit is a little bit higher as you build it, as you build your program. So there is a cost to the beginning, and it's really important that you have that management level oversight or supervision to know that you're really reaching your goals and have developed a good strategy for your program.
Karen, how does a payer or company determine if outsourcing remote patient monitoring services is the best option for them?
Well, I think in a case like that, I would suggest, frankly, looking at your startup cost. And that's one factor. So will that company be able to operate with the economies of scale that maybe a call center has the volume that they can do that, number one. In addition to that, I think the other factors to look at is, will it be a core service? Will it take away from what your business is already doing? Or can you really concentrate on it? Because the key is concentrating, looking at new equipment as it comes out, keeping your cost appropriately matched to the need. And the other key thing to think about is, how quick do you want to implement this program? Do you feel that you have a need to start quickly? Because outsourcing will reduce your startup costs. It will reduce those costs or the growing pains to get started. And it will provide a quicker implementation or a quicker product to go to market, depending on your company and what you need to accomplish. So those are factors to look at in addition to whatever the financial factors, the startup cost and your internal management with what you would pay someone else to monitor for you.
Lastly, what is the most effective way to utilize the remote patient monitoring program?
The real key to having an effective, financially effective program is to understand your population and know what you want to achieve. So, for example, if you're a company and you're self-insured and you have a number of employees that fit into the metabolic syndrome, there's some weight issues, their glucose is high, you have hypertension, then you want to be able to identify that population and make sure you're picking the most cost-effective equipment matched with cost-effective services and only utilize that service with the people that you can make an impact, because telemonitoring is not for every person, for example, in a company or every person enrolled in the insurance program. The key is identifying those people that will benefit and how you can impact what you're doing and reach your goals.
Karen, all this information certainly has been very helpful. As we conclude, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Well, I think that I would say that a well-established telehealth or remote patient monitoring can benefit the finances of the company at financial risk, no matter who that company is, and that always remember that the cost of chronic illnesses significantly increase the overall cost of care. So this is one tool that can provide the teaching, engaging that person, and the coordination, the clinical oversight will assist in reducing those costs and benefit all the enrollees or employees within those programs to help improve their care and their well-being. And it's normally very quite well received.
Where can listeners get more information about Advanced Telehealth Solutions?
Yes, well, our website is advanced-telehealth.com, and we have a contact page there. And if you will provide us your name and email and anything that you're interested in knowing about, we'll get back with you right away, and we can give you more information and help you work through the different aspects of a telehealth program. So that's advanced-telehealth.com.
Well, Karen, once again, we certainly appreciate your time today and all this very helpful and insightful information, and certainly look forward to a future conversation once again right here on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you very much, Eric. It's been a joy talking to you.
We have been speaking with Karen Thomas, the president of Advanced Telehealth Solutions, a URAC accredited health call center providing customized telemonitoring and health call center solutions. And for more information, simply visit advanced-telehealth.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.